My commentary on the book of Ruth. Ruth chapter 2, verses 14 through 23. Verse 14 says, "At mealtime, Boaz said to her, 'Come over here, have some bread, and dip it into the wine vinegar.'" Boaz has invited Ruth for lunch. You see, he gives her bread and wine. This is not real good wine. This is wine vinegar, an older type of wine that would be in the process of going bad. It's been out in the hot field. But still, bread and wine, just think about that. There is a typological significance here that we will talk about later. When she sat down with the harvesters, he offered her some roasted grain. Sounds kind of good, actually. She ate all she wanted and had some left over. As she got up to glean, Boaz gave orders to his men, "Even if she gathered among the sheaves, don't embarrass her." Again, Boaz is looking after Ruth as if she was his daughter. He called her my daughter. Of course, she wasn't his daughter, but he was taking care of her as if she was. Verse 16, "Rather, pull out some stalks for her from the bundles and leave them for her to pick up, and don't rebuke her." See, what's going on here is the harvesters would pick up the crops, tie them in a bundle. Now, the law of Moses states, if something drops from the bundle, the harvester can't pick that crop up. It's left for the poor person. Now, what Boaz does, he goes one step farther. He's saying, harvesters, every so often just pull some of the crop out and just accidentally drop it on the ground. And just accidentally, Ruth will be right there to pick it up. You know, what really Boaz is doing here is he's going beyond the law of Moses. He's going beyond law to grace. That would make a good Sunday morning sermon. Boaz was obeying the law. If something had dropped from the sheaves, that's the bundles of crop, barley, wheat, or whatever, if something just happened to drop, well, the harvesters couldn't pick it up. It was against the law. But what Boaz was saying, take a piece of the crop out and just put it on the ground. Because once it's on the ground, you can't pick it up. Again, from law to grace. Good sermon title. 17. So Ruth gleaned in the field until evening. Then she threshed the barley she had gathered, and it amounted to about an ephah. Ephah is about a half a bushel, according to my NIV footnotes here. Verse 18, she carried it back to town, and her mother-in-law saw how much she had gathered. Ruth also brought out and gave her what she had left over after she had eaten enough. Ruth came back from threshing with a lot of barley and with her leftover lunch. Quite impressive for Naomi. Now, when it came to threshing, the threshing floors were normally on a high hill where the wind could blow. You'd throw the barley, the wheat, or whatever, into the air, and the wind would blow away the light chaff that you don't want, and the good barley, good wheat, would fall to the ground. You'd pick that up, gather it to be processed and made into whatever you were making. Verse 19, her mother-in-law asked her, "Where did you glean today? Where did you work?" Blessed be the man who took notice of you. She was impressed, greatly impressed, by how much Ruth brought home from her gleaning. Even beyond that, she was impressed by leftover lunch. Gleaners never usually got to eat lunch with the harvesters. Gleaners were poor, second-class people. Obviously, when Naomi saw Ruth, something triggered in her head that said, "What happened today? You did more than just gleaned." Again, from a lot of grace. Then Ruth told her mother-in-law about the one at whose place she had been working. "The name of the man I worked with today is Boaz," she said. And you notice she didn't say the name of the man's field where I gleaned. She says the name of the man who I worked with as a harvester, not a gleaner. She had been elevated from a gleaner to a harvester. The name was Boaz. Verse 20, "The Lord bless him," Naomi said to her daughter-in-law. And I see right now when Naomi said, "The Lord bless him," her countenance changed. Remember in chapter 1, she was depressed because she left Bethlehem full. She came back empty, and the hand of the Lord was against her. But as soon as she heard the name Boaz, her spirits were lifted, and she said, "The Lord bless that guy." Right away, in the heart and mind of Naomi, kinsman redeemer just sprang up, and she had a change of heart. She was no longer depressed. "The Lord has not stopped showing his kindness to the living and the dead," Naomi said. You know, prior to this, Naomi, as we saw in chapter 1, pretty well thought the Lord had given up on her. The Lord had no longer shown kindness, never would show kindness to her, to the living or the dead, to her dead sons, to her dead husband. But now, the kindness of the Lord has returned to her, the living, and to her dead, that's her deceased husband, and to deceased sons. Some interpret this to say the dead was actually Naomi and Ruth, dead in the sense of being neglected by the Lord. Take your choice. She added, "That man is our close relative. He is one of our kinsmen redeemers," she told Ruth. "Ruth, this is one very important man to our future. You just happened to stumble on the fields that were owned by one of our kinsmen redeemers." And again, this isn't happenstance. It's Ruth's feet. Her feet were directed by the Lord because she was a righteous woman. It's one real way that God helps us to fulfill his will. "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord," the psalmist said. Then Ruth the Moabite said, "He even said to me, 'Stay with my workers until they finish harvesting all the grain.'" Like, come on back the next day. And the next day, whenever we're finished harvesting, just stay to the very end. Verse 22, Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, "It will be good for you, my daughter, to go with the girls, because in someone else's field you might be harmed." You see, Ruth being a pagan Moabitess, if she went to another field, those harvesters might do harm to her, but not in Boaz's field. And you know what Naomi says here? "It will be good for you." Like, it's good for you, Ruth, to stay with Boaz. In the back of Naomi's mind, I picture Naomi to say to herself, "It's not only good for you, Ruth, it's good for me that you stay with Boaz and harvest in his field." The future of Naomi's family line is at stake here. The whole point that Naomi is thinking about now, of course she's thinking about Ruth, of course she's thinking about herself, but she is thinking about her deceased husband's lineage, Elimelech's family line. Verse 23, so Ruth stayed close to the servant girls of Boaz to glean until the barley and the wheat harvest were finished, and she lived with her mother-in-law. Notice we have two harvests here. We have the barley harvest, which comes first, and the wheat harvest, which comes second. Scholars say that the wheat harvest would have taken place sometimes around the day of Pentecost, the feast of Pentecost. The day of Pentecost is seen in Acts chapter 2. This also has a typological significance, which we will see later. Ruth chapter 2 ends with Ruth's spirits being really uplifted, a drastic change from the way chapter 1 ended. For more information on the book of Ruth, you can visit my website, stevesweetman.com.